Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and, hey, what's that sound?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I think it's music. Today's topic is music.
And the title of our lesson is, Can We Get Tickets? Can We Get Tickets? Have you ever been to a concert before?
I have. I remember my very first concert. It was a lot of fun. I went with my friends to see one of my favorite singers.
I like going to concerts too. Good music, good friends. It's a great time. I'm excited about this topic. But first, let's read it together. Here's Marie for some help.
Taylor Swift is coming. Can Linda and Susie see the concert? They need tickets. Linda can buy them at the concert hall box office. But it might be difficult. Tickets online are more expensive. There is a service charge. Uh-oh, there are no tickets. They are sold out. Many of Taylor Swift's fans are disappointed.
Marie, do you like Taylor Swift?
I actually don't know a lot of her songs, just some. But from what I heard, she can sing really well.
Well, that is true. Right now, she is very popular. I would say she is one of the most popular singers out there.
Oh, do you listen to her music?
Not really. But I do hear her songs on the radio all the time.
Yeah, and she also has fans like Linda and Susie. They love her. And so does Christina. Here she is to teach us our keywords for today.
Hello, Taylor Swift 要来开演唱会咯。 Linda 说她要去音乐厅买票。 音乐厅就是 concert hall。 She can buy the tickets at the concert hall. 不过这个票是一票难求，所以恐怕会很难买到。 It might be difficult. 形容词 difficult 就是困难的、费力的。上网买也是可以，不过上网买有 service charge 服务费或是手续费，所以会比较贵一点。名词 charge 指的活动或者是服务的收费费用。 因为票真的是很难买，所以很多粉丝 fans 都买不到。Many fans can't get tickets. 大家都很失望。形容词失望的就是 disappointed. Many fans are very disappointed. 所以看样子 Linda 也看不成这场演唱会了。Taylor
Swift is coming here.
Really? When?
Next month. Let's go see her concert.
Can we get tickets?
Sure, but it might be difficult. I can buy them at the concert hall box office.
Can you buy them online?
Yes, but they're more expensive.
Oh, right. There is a service charge.
Linda is very excited that Taylor Swift is coming. Susie seems excited, too.
Yeah. They will try and see her concert next month. But getting tickets might be a little difficult.
When I think of the word difficult, I think of a long math problem or taking care of many, many children.
Yeah, that is very difficult. If something is difficult, it is not easy. I think moving into a new house is difficult. You have to pack all your boxes. And then for me, it will take a long time because I have many things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have lots of clothes, shoes, and a lot of furniture like tables and a very big couch.
Well, many things are not easy. Even if it is difficult for Linda and Taylor to get tickets, I think they should try.
That's right. And Linda will try her best. She can buy tickets at the concert hall box office.
A concert hall is a building, And inside a concert hall, there are many seats. This is where the audience, like us, sit. And we watch and enjoy the show. And of course, there will be a big stage in front for this musician.
Right. And that stage is for the singers and musicians, of course. Have you ever been to a concert hall before? What was it like?
So Linda can try to get tickets online too, but they might be more expensive.
Yeah, plus there is a service charge. Christina, can you tell us more about the word charge?
Susie 说上网买票要收服务费。There is a service charge. 名词 charge 表示费用。这是今天的单字。我们来看看它当名词的用法。There's a charge for kids under 6. 表示6岁以下的小孩也要收费。或者 It's free of charge. 表示免费的。另外 charge 也可以当动词用，表达收费、索价。比如说They charge only $30 for students. 学生只收30块。或者 They don't charge for delivery. 表示不收送货的费用。所以 charge 当名词或是动词用都是很常见的哦。
Thank you very much, Christina. In some places, they charge you for parking. When you park your car in a parking lot.And if you want to send something to a friend in the mail, they will charge you for shipping and delivery.
Wow, well, things can be very expensive, but some things can be cheap too.
Expensive, cheap, like what?
Well, in some places, there's only a small charge for children. Sometimes children can even get into places for free,because they're so young. This can help parents a lot.
Well, I hope Linda and Susie can get those tickets. I know that they really want to go. They really love seeing Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they are really big fans of hers. Man, I really hope they get those tickets. Do you think they'll get them, Peter?
Well, that's what happens when you want to see someone so popular as Taylor Swift.You might not get tickets, and if you do, they will be pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. If you want to see someone like Taylor Swift, you have to get your tickets really early and plan. All right, friends, we learned a lot, but we'll learn a lot more after this break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Marie, do you remember your first concert?
Of course I do. My mom got me tickets for my favorite singer. I think I was in high school then. And she got me extra tickets for my friends. So we went and we had the best time ever.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Well, concerts are really loud, too, and you stay up late. You're really tired the next day.Well, friends, let's find out what happens in this next conversation.
Linda and Susie can't watch the concert. They can't get tickets.
And they're disappointed.
Do you have Taylor Swift tickets?
No, there aren't any tickets. They're sold out.
Many of Taylor Swift's fans are disappointed.
Some fans got tickets. They aren't disappointed.
But there aren't enough tickets for everyone.
Alex and Rob are talking about the concert. Linda and Susie weren't able to get tickets to see Taylor Swift. That's too bad.I'm sure she will be back soon, though.
They must be really disappointed. Marie, have you ever been disappointed?
Of course I have. If I ever got a bad grade on a test, I would feel disappointed at myself. I would feel sad and wish I did better.
Well, we all get disappointed sometimes. Parents get disappointed with their children, maybe if they don't listen to them or if they don't clean their room. Other people get disappointed when their favorite sports team loses.
Well, I understand why Linda and Susie are disappointed. Hey, Rebecca, do you have Taylor Swift tickets? I know you love her music, and we would love to hear from you right now.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson, grammar point time. If you want to ask someone if they have something, you can use this grammar point. Do you have noun? For example, do you have a car? Or, do you have a new notebook? This is very useful to English students. Now, it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, we should probably practice right now. Do you have a pet?
Yes, I do. I have one cat. Peter, do you have a car?
No, I do not have a car because I live in the city and it is very convenient.
Well, we learned that Rob doesn't have Taylor Swift tickets either. They are sold out.
They are sold out.
I know. It's so sad.
Well, I'm not sad about it. I'm actually happy because we both said today's
calendar phrase.
They are sold out.
They are sold out.
那些卖完了。
I want to buy some apples.
I'm sorry, they are sold out.
I want to buy some oranges.
I'm sorry, they are sold out.
I want to buy some grapes.
I'm sorry, they are sold out.
So what do you have?
Lemons. They never sell out.
They are sold out.
They are sold out.
那些卖完了。
The Taylor Swift tickets are sold out, and many of Taylor Swift's fans are really disappointed. I wonder if Christina was able to get tickets. Here she is to teach us some more.
因为音乐会一票难求，所以很多 Taylor Swift 的粉丝都大失所望了。Many of Taylor Swift's fans are disappointed. 我们讲到 Taylor Swift 的粉丝要在字尾加一撇和 S， 变成 Taylor Swift's fans， 这就是所有格的表现方式。比如 Tom's sister 就是 Tom 的妹妹， My brother's car 我哥哥的车，Susan's office 就是 Susan 的办公室。另外，如果我们讲到两个人共同拥有的东西要怎么表达呢？比如 Terry and Helen's house， 讲到这两个人共有的家，只要在后面那个人加一撇 s 就可以了。或者 Paula 和 Vance 他们合作，写了一首歌，就是 Vance and Paula's song。不过如果是捡到两本书，分别是 Jenny 和 Bill 的，就可以说 These are Jenny's and Bill's books， 两个人分别拥有的书的话，两个人都要用所有格。
Thanks Christina. Many of Taylor Swift's fans are disappointed. Her fans are those people that want to listen to her music and buy all her CDs, want to watch her on TV, and of course, go to a concert and be with her.
Yeah. So, Peter, I want to know something. Who are you a fan of?
Who am I a fan of? Well, Actually, I'm a big fan of sports and the sports from my home teams, like my Colorado Rockies and my Denver Nuggets, or football, Denver Broncos.
Wow, Peter, you are a fan of a lot of sports teams, and I know a lot of you guys out there are too. Well, some of Taylor Swift's fans got tickets. They aren't disappointed. And like Alex said, there aren't enough tickets for everyone. Oh, well.
Well, there are plenty of keywords to review. So, friends, let's look at them right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Concert hall. Concert hall. 600 people are in the concert hall.
Difficult. Difficult. I can't read this. It's too difficult.
Charge. Charge. What is the charge for parking here?
Fan. Fan. That sports star has many fans.
Disappointed. Disappointed. Rose can't go. She's disappointed. Friends, don't forget to review those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Taylor Swift is coming here.
Really? When?
Next month. Let's go see her concert.
Can we get tickets?
Sure, but it might be difficult. I can buy them at the concert hall box office.
Can you buy them online?
Yes, but they're more expensive.
Oh, right. There is a service charge.
Linda and Susie can't watch the concert. They can't get tickets.
And they're disappointed.
Do you have Taylor Swift tickets?
No, there aren't any tickets. They're sold out.
Many of Taylor Swift's fans are disappointed.
Some fans got tickets. They aren't disappointed.
But there aren't enough tickets for everyone.
Well, here in our sidebar, we have two characters, you and the clerk. A clerk is someone who works in a store, and you are the customer, the one looking for something to buy.
Well, how about we take a look at our photo? Here we have two clerks. They work at a grocery store. They are in the vegetable section. They look very friendly and ready to help people.
Now, there are different types of clerks for, of course, different types of stores. When you go to the department store, you are looking for a clerk to help you with your clothing. Pet stores have clerks. They'll help you with anything you need for pets.
That's right. And they can answer a lot of the questions that you might have. Let's say you want to go into a clothing store. You might ask them, where is the dress? Or, do you have black pants? They have all the answers.
That's right. But sometimes I actually don't like help. I like to just look around and shop. I get a little nervous when there's someone always looking at me saying, do you need help? What do you want? I can help you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel like that. All right, friends. Well, right now, let's go to our jungle chit-chat conversation. Here we go.
Good news, Ginger.
Really? What? Free bananas?
No. Taylor Swift is coming.
Taylor Swift? I'm so excited! Who's Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is a famous singer, Ginger.
Oh, is he having a concert?
No, Ginger. Taylor Swift is a lady.
Oh, is she having a concert? having a concert?
Yes, and I want to go. I am a big fan.
Yay, we're going to a concert.
Ginger, getting a ticket for you will be difficult.
Why? Are they sold out?
No, but monkeys aren't allowed in the concert hall.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey everyone, it's Monday. Let's look at some questions together. Here's number one. Why doesn't Rob have tickets? Why doesn't Rob have tickets?
You can find the answer in conversation B. Because there aren't any tickets. They are sold out. Question number two. Do you go to concerts? Why or why not? Do you go to concerts? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I like going to concerts? Yes, I do. I love to go to concerts. I enjoy listening to music live. I like to be able to see my favorite singers up on stage. It's a really great way to experience music. It's also really fun to be part of a crowd. Everyone is so happy to be there, and we can all sing along with the singer.
Do I go to concerts? I've been to many concerts, but that was a long time ago. When I was younger. These days, I don't go to concerts, but I do watch them on TV. I like to sit on my couch with a hot cup of tea and watch my favorite singers perform. I wish I could go to concerts more often, but now that I'm a doctor, I'm too busy.
Do I go to concerts? I don't go to concerts because there are too many people at concerts. And I don't like big crowds. Also, the music is so loud all the time. I can't stand the loud noise people listen to these days. I like to stay in my house and listen to classical music. It is more relaxing. Isn't that just much better?
Do I go to concerts? Sure, I love going to concerts. I really enjoy listening to music, so it's always fun to go to a concert and listen to music live. I love going to pop concerts and jazz concerts and rock concerts and sometimes even classical music concerts. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.